Let's hear more about the subway system that Kenneth Turan described as a big star of this film. Lara Pellegrinelli reports on the image of the subway in the 1970s when the original movie was made and its image now.
Want to hear a New Yorker complain? All you really have to do is ask about the subway.
Overrun. Yeah, old.
Gabriel Rivera and Chris D'Adonna were waiting for the downtown 6 train under Union Square when I overheard them griping.
That's what you get for $2, a total disregard.
Nita Dadlani could live without the distinctive aroma that sometimes comes with her commute to Wall Street.
Urine.
I like to kvetch as much as any New Yorker, but to be fair, the subway system has improved vastly since I was a kid in the 1970s. That's when the original taking of Pelham 123 was made. The classic stars Walter Matthau as Lieutenant Garber, a transit police officer faced with a hostage crisis on a hijacked train. Full of snappy one-liners, it captures old-school New York attitude as well as any film.
Hey, Frank, you're hogging all my circuits.
What do you want from me? I got motormen calling me from all over the line.
Well, tell them to shut up and get off the air and eat some more lines open here.
Pelham 123 came at a moment when the city was on the verge of bankruptcy, its infrastructure crumbling.
In the course of a normal work week, the average TA policeman deals with such crimes as robbery, assault, murder, drunkenness, illness, vandalism, mishigas, abusiveness, sexual molestation, exhibitionism.
The few times I rode the subway back then, I remember my mother tucking her modest jewelry into her blouse and turning her engagement ring around so the stone wouldn't show. Grandma always took the bus.
The worst aspect was the fear that people had in going down into the subways.
Ed Koch inherited a tough situation when he was elected New York City mayor in the mid-70s.
There was crime, although it was proportionately far less than in the streets. But nevertheless, because of the confined areas and you felt sort of trapped, the fear of crime was much greater being in the subways than on the streets of the city.
What happened?
Nothing happened, lady.
Nobody killed?
No, nobody's killed.
Graffiti also made the trains feel unsafe. Today we might call it art, but back then, graffiti was vandalism, plain and simple. It's conspicuously absent from the 1974 film. The subways did start to improve through attention to what are now called quality of life issues. The NYPD now handles security, and the Transit Command Center is state-of-the-art. In fact, it was a little too high-tech for director Tony Scott's crew, as they considered set design, says John Johnson, New York City Transit's chief transportation officer.
And they actually went and attempted to downplay what the existing control center looks like because they wanted to make it look real to the average eye as compared to we're pretty Star Trek-y up in the new control center now.
Even the subway cars are smarter and more efficient. In both movies, the hijackers disconnected a car and drove it on its own. But the modern operational systems would never allow that. Good to know, even if there's still a ways to go underground. For NPR News, I'm Lara Pellegrinelli in New York.
And you can find images of the New York City subway then and now on our website, npr.org.